You know, since we're talking to a GHS grad and a lot of people are, that's part of why we wanted to talk to you about the book. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about your background and kind of what you've been up to in the years since GHS?
Sure. So I graduated in 2011 from GHS. After that, I went to SIUE, where I got my bachelor's as a general education teacher. I teach elementary education. I actually went back to SIUE, and I finished my master's degree this past spring, and I'm currently working on my EDS there in administration. And I now live in Missouri, and I teach in Wright City, Missouri, and I teach fourth grade.
Very cool. And what made you, is there anything specific that made you want to write a children's book, or is it just something you've thought about for a long time?
So honestly, when I was a kid, I never really thought I was a good writer. And it was actually one of my high school teachers that taught me how to write better, I guess I would say, and I started really feeling like I was a good writer. So then when I started pursuing becoming an elementary teacher, I felt like, again, that was a difficult area to teach. So that's where I started really focusing my studies. And eventually I realized I really liked writing children's books, because mm-hmm. you do a lot of writing when you're learning how to teach writing. So I started writing a bunch of children's books to use in the classroom. So then I was like, why don't I start looking into publishing some of these? Because people were telling me to do that. So that's where we got here.
Yeah, we've talked to a few people that have published children's books or written children's books, and it seems like there's a few different approaches to it. How did you go about doing that?
Okay, so I started looking into this particular book actually in 2020 when everyone was getting quarantined. Mm-hmm. I was teaching from home because I was quarantined when I wrote this. So I started looking online as to what my options were, and it turned out, unfortunately, due to COVID, a lot of the well-known children's publishing companies were not taking new authors. Mm. And it's really hard if you're not well-known or you don't have a really big following on social media, at least. It's really difficult to get published. So I kind of looked at different outlets. I sent out my manuscript to several different companies. They sent me back different contracts, and I did a lot of research, and that's how I ended up with the contract that I have. And it's been quite a process, but we finally got it up and going here just a couple weeks ago, actually published and available.
Excellent. And did they hook you up with an illustrator, or did you find one yourself?
So I did have the option to find my own illustrator or illustrate it myself, but I am not the world's best artist. And so they gave me the opportunity. They gave me about 14 different illustrators. They sent in samples of what I might be interested in, and I got to choose my top three. And from that, we had another conversation about our contract, and that's how I got my illustrator.
Very cool.
We've actually never met in person, but she does great pictures, in my opinion.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the specific book without, you know, giving too much away or anything like that?
Yeah, sure. So growing up as a kid, my family, my dad's the youngest of 10, and we always had a big Christmas celebration, and we tried to get together at Thanksgiving as well, as most families do, not all, but most. And we very frequently would have a white elephant gift swap. But I didn't really understand what that was. So it took several years for me to understand finally that white elephants are gag gifts. So in this book, Diego does not understand. He's been included in the white elephant gift swap this year, but he doesn't understand what he's looking for. So he starts asking for help from Santa Claus and updating him on his search for a white elephant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea for a kid's book. Can you tell us what is the easiest place to go about getting the book, or maybe a recommended place for you? I don't know.
So being a new author, it is currently just online, but you can go to Barnes & Noble. You can order it off Walmart, Thrifty Books, Amazon, and those are probably the easiest ways to get a hold of it.
Mm-hmm. Being a teacher, do you think that informed the way you approached the book or what you wanted to write about in any way?
Absolutely. So although I teach fourth grade now, I used to teach first grade. So I actually wrote this book with first grade teaching standards in mind. and drawing conclusions. So my idea was, although this is a fictional text and it's pretty funny, after that you would pair it with a nonfiction text about explaining what an white elephant gifting is, so they can compare and contrast those ideas and go back through. Because the book doesn't, the boy doesn't actually ever tell you what a white elephant gift is.
No. And it sounds, you said that it sounds like you've got a bunch of kind of books in the cache already, and maybe you've got more coming out. Is publishing more children's books something that is likely for you?
That is my plan. Most of the books that I've written are about some sort of play on words. They're not, none of the other ones I've written are holiday based. I just really liked this one. That's why I went with it first. But I do hope to publish more books in the future, and they are all children's books.